Chapter 16. A Ghostly Voice. After the doctor's visit, Silver said,
"Come on, man, let's go. It's time to look for the treasure. Jim, stay with me."
Silver tied a rope round me so that I couldn't escape. The men were happy. They were talking about what they would do with the treasure. They carried spades, food and drink. We crossed a little river and climbed a low hill. Silver read from the map.
"A tall tree at the top of the hill."
Suddenly, one of the men at the front shouted,
"Come quickly!"
There was a skeleton on the ground. When the men saw it, they were frightened.
"It's a sign," Silver said. "The treasure is buried up there on the hill."
The men stayed close together as we continued walking. When we reached the top of the hill, we heard a ghostly voice. It was singing,
15 men on a dead man's chest, yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum.
The men stopped. Their faces were white.
"It's a ghost! The ghost of Flint! That's his song!
The captain too! Bill used to sing that song!"
I recognized the voice. It was Ben Gunn.
"I don't believe in ghosts," Silver said. "Come on, let's find the treasure."
The men walked behind Silver. When they reached the tree, they shouted,
"It's gone! The treasure's gone!"
"Someone was here before us. Captain Smollett."
There was a big hole and an empty chest beside the tree. It was true. The treasure was not there. The men were very angry.
"Now we'll kill the boy,"
George said. He pulled out his pistol. Suddenly, three shots came from the trees. George fell into the hole. Another sailor fell dead. The others ran away. Dr. Livesey, the squire, and Ben Gunn ran towards us.
"Thank you, men,"
Long John Silver said.
"You came at the right moment."
I was shocked. One moment, Silver's men wanted to kill me, and now my friends were here. I was safe. And Silver was saying thank you to everyone. The doctor explained everything.
"Ben found the treasure a long time ago," he said. "He took it to his house."
"It took me a year,"
Ben said.
"I think it was a year."
"So that's why you left the stockade and gave me the map,"
Silver said.
"It was a trap."
"Yes," said Ben Gunn proudly. "It was my plan. An ambush."
"How is Captain Smollett?" I asked.
"Much better," the doctor said, "but he can't walk."
"Untie this rope, Silver," I said.
"Perhaps we'll put it round Silver,"
the squire said.
"Don't worry about me,"
Silver said.
"I'm with you now."
No one replied, but I thought to myself, this man is a hypocrite. He is loyal to no one.
"Let's go to the captain," Dr. Livesey said. "He's waiting for us."
The captain was sitting in a chair outside Ben's house. We waved to him, and as we got nearer, the squire shouted,
"Three cheers for our captain!"
"And three cheers for Ben Gunn," I said.
"And three cheers for Jim," the doctor exclaimed.
That night, for the first time in many nights, I slept well.